From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Two legends of world music, one a producer, the other a musician, have created a band so big they needed the entire main floor of a hotel just to gather it together. Nick Gold, the producer, is known for his work with the Cuban musicians known as the Buena Vista Social Club. And Tumani Jabati is a griot, a storyteller and musician who's known for his gorgeous melodies performed on the African harp known as the kora. Together, Nick Gold and Tumani Jabati have produced a CD called Boulevard de l'Indépendance with Tumani Jabati's symmetric orchestra. The music covers the varied styles found in Mali, from old Mandé Empire standards to Senegalese salsa. As Nick Gold says, this isn't the thoughtful, quiet, contemplative music that Tumani Jabati usually makes.
It's a huge, powerful unit, which surprised me a lot from Tumani, because the music I'd heard from Tumani before was much more gentle music, was more solo choral music. But this group he devised to take on the different roles that the kora does. So the kora plays the way Tumani plays. He's evolved this style where, as a soloist, he plays the bass lines, the accompaniment and the solos. And he wanted to free himself up.
So the sound, it is big, it is imperially big. I mean, this is big, representing a whole chunk of Africa that we're hearing.
The big band being disappeared. One, two or three only musicians can just record with the high drum machine and keyboard and do everything in the studio. It's good. In one side, it's good, but the other side is bad because the machine is the machine. Today, the youngers, they don't know about the big band, like Africa Bambaataa before, Uzubisa, Fela Rasankoti from Nigeria. Those, you know, the young generation, they don't know about that now. And the old generation, they're missing that also, you know. So I said, it's good things to put people together, to bring people together and let them play.
I'd like you to talk about a couple of songs on the album, both of you. One that I'd like you to tell us about is it Mali Sadio? Is that how you say that?
Yeah, Mali Sadio.
This is in part a traditional song that you...
Yes, absolutely. About. Many years ago. You know, Mali in our language is meaning a hippopotamus. And hippopotamus in my language, you know, is the Mali, so...
That's where the country gets its name from the hippopotamus.
Yeah, yeah. This song talking about the love and understanding between animals and the village.
There's a moment when we hear a lot of percussion that made my colleague Bob Boylan wonder, has he heard Queen? There's a bit of percussion, sounds like, we will rock you.
Well,
maybe Queen have listened to Malian music.
Yes.
You think it'd work the other way around?
Maybe. Because the particular percussion on that is sabars, which are known as a Senegalese instrument.
Yeah.
But it's part of what Tumani's saying, which is part of this Mandé Empire idea, whereas the sabars were very much from part of the Malian music as well. So it's sort of the reclaiming of the musics which were put outside. But I have to agree with you. People have remarked that rhythm is very similar to the Queen tune.
Queen tune.
Now, there are other things that we hear in some of these tracks, which are by no means coincidental. If people hear sort of a funk horn section in the symmetric orchestra, it's because it's been arranged by a famous funk horn player.
I took like song from 700 years ago, mm-hmm. and I put today arrangement. And it's to show this music is not closed, it's open music. When Pee Wee was doing this, the horn section, and I was not there in London.
This is Pee Wee Ellis, who's...
Yes, absolutely.
When people, they don't know of him, they know of his music from old James Brown records. From
yeah, time. That's right. And then Nick has a very good idea. He's a friend of Nick. So he come in and put salt in the symmetric of music.
He seasoned it for you, you say.
Yeah, yeah.
In your biography, you trace your family's involvement with music. Do I have this right? 71 generations back?
Yes. Yes, I'm from 71 generation choral player, father to son. And also my son started to play. He's a 72nd.
72 generation.
72 generation now. And because I'm griot, you have to born griot. You cannot be griot. Coming from the griot family is a big school. What you're going to learn, you're going to learn how to play the music, you're going to learn, you know, how to keep the history going, you can learn how to be storytellers. You know, if people want to marry, the girl have to be the person between, in the middle with the both families for everything.
Do you yourself perform weddings in addition to...
Yes, of course, yeah, yeah. This is my job.
That's your job?
Yeah.
But at some point when you were young, did you have to memorize all of the 71 generations of your family and who all of the griots were all the way back?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's very important because if something bad happened, the griot must be there to bring the peace.
Well, Tumane Diabate and Nick Gold, thank you both very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Producer Nick Gold with choral player and singer Tumane Diabate. The new CD is called Boulevard de l'Indépendance by Tumane Diabate's Symmetric Orchestra. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.